Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. With New Year's Day fast upon us, it might be a good time to examine our eating habits and see if there's any room for improvement. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, I bet a lot of New Year's resolutions are, in fact, food-related. Dieting.
Well, dieting, yeah. But I always make some New Year's resolutions that want to better myself as someone who cooks.
Right.
So if you want the first one, it's going to be my hardest one to live with. I'm going to pick six of what I call my culinary crutches. Pasta, garlic, lemon, things that I always reach for. And every other month, I'm going to go that entire month without using that ingredient.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to force myself to find alternatives and to explore some other things. So pick a month and maybe pick the thing you like to cook with the most, whether it's chicken stock or anything. Try not to use it for the whole month and see what you come up with.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to eat a salad dinner a week.
Fair enough.
It's something that Vicky and I have actually been trying, and it's a good, smart thing to do.
Salad with protein or just purely
no,
vegetarian?
No, with protein. With protein. Yeah.
So make...
Yeah, you can always throw a little bit of meat or chicken or fish or something into it. Or just do, we had Waldorf salad last night,
yeah,
which is kind
great.
Of fun.
Yeah, I love it. It's
real throwback.
I'm going to make a resolution to think beyond all-purpose flour. I mean, it's something that I grab every day almost, I think, when we're cooking. And so I'm going to force myself to start looking into alternatives for something that, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to feel might be the cause of some health issues in our diet. And so instead of using it to make pasta, I'm going to start looking for some other alternatives, whether it's rice flour or something, and use them and actually create some things with it and see how it works.
I'm going to try to raise my consciousness a little bit about not eating things that might be endangered.
Yeah, I know that we talked about, maybe mentioned shark fin dumplings, and then, you know, just looking into it now, because I didn't know that the shark finning process is not necessarily a good one. And so we never want to condone those types of things. And I think it's right. I think just making sure you know where your food comes from and making sure that it's environmental conscious is important.
Another good example was the Chilean sea bass.
Sure.
It was very endangered. As delicious as it was, I stopped eating it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to make a resolution to order a little less takeout food this year. But the caveat to that is that I have to be prepared to have food in my house.
Right.
But in this day and age, with all the apps on our phone to literally just hit a button and within 20 minutes have a variety of foods brought to our house, and they're delicious. I said a little less, not no takeout, but every now and then, I want to be able to plan ahead and maybe go into my refrigerator and find something easy to make. You know, I'm not looking to create big meals. I use it, again, as a crutch, and I'm going to try and wean myself off a little bit of it this year.
Thinking about our Maryland farmers, we had our buddy Shane Hughes on.
Of course.
And he has Liberty Delight Farms. He raises heritage livestock. And I'm going to make it a point to buy as much heritage breed livestock as I can.
Again,
for protein.
Knowing where your food comes from is so important, and I think it's great.
It is. In the case of his Berkshire pigs, it was because there was a market demand that was created that saved this from the brink of extinction.
And you'll be creating that demand.
I sure will be. Great pork chops. Well, Jerry, those are really good ideas. We're going to put these on the website and see if we can inspire some of you. Meanwhile, we want everyone to have a very healthy, happy, and nutritious New Year. Remember our Maryland farmers. They deserve your support.
Yeah, I hope 2017 is great for all.
I do, too. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.